When the Norfolk Southern train derailed last February in East Palestine, all eyes were on the Ohio town. But residents just across the Pennsylvania border were impacted too, including one advocating for changes so the disaster and its aftermath won't happen again. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. At first, Hillary Flint didn't think the derailment would directly affect her. After all, she and her grandmother lived almost 4 miles away in Enon Valley, Pennsylvania. But when she heard about the plan to burn vinyl chloride from some of the cars, she decided to be cautious and spend the night at a hotel further away, even though their home wasn't in the evacuation zone. As they drove away, her small dog howling in the car, she was glad she did.
If you looked in the rearview mirror, you could see the plume. So it was very post-apocalyptic. I thought, oh man, we're never going to be able to go back there.
But they did go back. They couldn't afford more than one night away. As they walked through the door, that bleach smell many have described hit them immediately. Flint's eyes watered and her skin became red.
To this day, if I'm in my house, I am like a lobster.
She also got a migraine and felt an ache in her bones.
From when the derailment happened to about 6 months, I just worked and worked and worked so that I could afford to every few days get a hotel and stay in a hotel for a couple days.
In the meantime, Flint emailed and made phone calls to state and federal regulators and Norfolk Southern, but she was told her home was outside of the impacted area. It couldn't have been affected.
This impacts certain people differently. It's very easy to judge from the outside that, you know, maybe my neighbors say, I'm not sick. Hillary must be lying. And so if we just believe people, I think it's really important.
Flint is a cancer survivor of renal cell carcinoma. She's most concerned about how living in her home could affect her remission in the long term.
So now we're just living in this gray area of what do we do? And it's difficult. Like, I have to watch my grandma who, you know, that's the home her mother built.
A month after the vinyl chloride fire and explosion, researchers took samples from her home. Flint says they found dioxins, vinyl chloride, and ethyl hexyl acrylate. When Flint realized how much she was spending on even sporadic hotel stays to get away from all of that, she decided it was time for her and her grandmother to move. She signed a lease for a rental in the Finger Lakes region of New York. She works remotely there about 3 weeks a month for her full-time job with the advocacy group Beaver County Marcellus Awareness Community. Then she spends about a week in Pennsylvania staying with friends or at her home. And she says it's been frustrating trying to get answers from officials about what comes next. Early on, scrolling Facebook, she realized other people also had a lot of questions about safety and resources and were getting different answers. They thought, why not band together? So Flint co-founded the Unity Council for the East Palestine Train Derailment with Ohio and other Pennsylvania residents.
We created a list of demands. They were like pretty reasonable things, you know, indoor air testing, long-term water monitoring of like wells, relocation, just things that I thought were really reasonable to ask after a disaster.
She says now they're focusing on the systems that need to be rearranged.
You know, how do we make sure there's great health testing in the very beginning of things? How do we make sure there's good checks and balances? I'm delusionally hopeful. You know, we the people in the end. We will change the systems that hold us back right now.
All of our reporting about the train derailment is at AlleghenyFront.org/East Palestine. It's supported by the Fund for Investigative Journalism. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple.